From Broadway to television and the big screen, Mike Nichols was a prolific director, one of an elite group of people who've earned an Emmy and a Grammy, an Oscar and a Tony Award, among a lot of others. His 1967 movie, The Graduate, launched Dustin Hoffman's film career. The documentary Becoming Mike Nichols premieres tonight on HBO. It's a tribute to Nichols' career and his legacy, shot interview style over the course of two nights at Broadway's Golden Theater. It's a revealing look at the early life of Mike Nichols, who died just a few months after it was shot. It was directed by his friend, filmmaker Douglas McGrath.
He was a great film director. He was a great director for the theater. But even more winningly and more amazingly, he is a great actor, specifically an improvisational comic actor.
Can you tell me what was the loved one's name?
Seymour Maslow Freen.
Is that hyphenated?
It was.
This was the most surprising part of the film because I had no idea that he was a young actor. I had no idea he was an improv actor with Elaine May. That was all new to me, hilarious and fascinating.
It's my belief that the best of the rest of his career came out of his skills as an improvisational actor.
But that sense of improvisation didn't just operate in film or on stage, it seems to me. It seems to me it informed his entire career. He tells a story in your film about the first play he ever directed, with just a young blonde guy named Robert Redford.
And I said, look, why don't we try it out and try me out? Why don't we do it in stock?
In 5 days.
In 5 days. If the play is any good and if I'm any good, we'll find out. And we got up there and we were running through. It's the first and only run through. And Neil Simon says, listen, this is impossible. This isn't funny at all. We can't open. We can't do this. We cannot do this play. And I did my first grown-up thing of my life. I said, look, they're coming tomorrow anyway. Why don't we see what they think? And they went nuts. Clearly a big hit.
Barefoot in the Park, the first play Mike directed. And what you do in 5 days is you don't have time to work it out in a fancy way. You don't have time to plan all the tiniest little details. What you find is the essence of something.
He tells the story in the film of being 7 years old. He came from Germany, fleeing the Holocaust. He had a very improvised childhood.
I guess he did have to learn quickly to think on his feet, so to speak.
I spoke one sentence of English, which was, I don't speak English, please don't kiss me. My mother was in the hospital, which is why she didn't come at that time. She was ill. She'd been ill then and for much of the rest of her life.
Mike and his brother came over on the Bremen. He's 7 years old, and he has to figure out, how do I fit into this new culture? And I think that's where he developed his extraordinary gift of personal observation.
Talk about The Graduate, if you would. I mean, that's the one famous seminal film that I think most people identify with. Dustin Hoffman's first film sort of discovered by Mike Nichols. How did that work?
I love this story. One of the people who really wanted the part was that blonde guy from Playhouse 90, Robert Redford, with whom he worked in Barefoot in the Park. And Redford really wanted to be in it. And Mike said, well, no, it doesn't make sense. And Bob said to him, well, why not? And Mike said, okay, let me just ask you something. What is it like for you when a girl turns you down, when she doesn't want to go out with you? And Redford said, what do you mean?
Right. When does that happen?
And Mike is like, that's my point. You can't be in the movie. This is not about a person like you.
After we had tested a lot of people and seen hundreds of people, I said, I did see a very talented guy. I have no idea if he's right for this. Let's get him out here and let us test him. And he came out and he was Dustin. And he had the thing that Elizabeth had. And it's very, very rare people who have it, which is what seems to be a deal with the lab, that they get better in the bath overnight.
Mm-hmm.
That what you see on the floor when you're shooting is good, but what you see on the screen next day is quite a lot better.
What Mike liked in Dustin was that he had an alienated quality and an anxious quality, and he was able to convey this kind of panic that Benjamin felt without seemingly doing anything. And one of the things Mike told us that's an essential part of the documentary and is the essential story of The Graduate is the last shot. You can tell that the script meant the movie to end with them having escaped and it was going to be a big, happy, up ending. And Mike's whole feeling that things have to remain open to surprise and to whatever the moment is When Dustin and Catherine Ross got to the back of that bus and sat down and turned around and looked at all the people on the bus staring at them, they laughed, which is what they were supposed to do in the script. And in a less great movie, the director would cut there. But in fact, Mike let the camera run and run and run. And so what you see is the smile on both their faces fade, as it would naturally. And then you see, because he's letting them sit there and absorb what's happened, you see on both their faces, Dustin Hoffman's face and Catherine Ross's face, the hugeness of what they've done starts to dawn on them. You can see that they're really thinking about not only what they've done, but what's coming.
You can see they're both saying, what now?
What now?
Terrified.
What have we done? Which is not a commercial question that people like to ask. But it's actually what makes the movie great.
There's a long filmography from Mike Nichols. You have Working Girl, Silkwood, Catch-22. One film that you didn't deal with, that Mike Nichols didn't deal with in your documentary, is Angels in America. I would have loved to hear Mike Nichols talk about how that movie was made, how he used the ensemble cast, and how he approached this famous play to put it on screen.
What I noticed about Mike talking about the later work, and by the later work I mean anything after The Graduate, is he politely answered the questions but seemed to have nothing specific to say. And when I called him one day from the editing room, I said, you know, I'm getting this idea for the shape of the film, and I think it should be your early life. Nichols and May, early Broadway, the first two movies. I said, that seems to be where the bulk of the best material is. He said, I'm going to tell you something. I feel most directors do their best work early. He said, I think I did my best work early. He said, I think The Graduate is my best film. He thought The Odd Couple was the best thing he had done on Broadway possibly ever, but he said, if not, it was the best thing I did for a very, very long time. I think he had a high regard for the other things, but the other things, I think, weren't about discovering the way the original pieces were.
Douglas McGrath, talk about the time when Mike Nichols went to the Playhouse and saw Marlon Brando and Jessica Tandy in Streetcar Named Desire. He says this is a seminal moment. It's hard to imagine it not being a seminal moment if you're into the theater.
He went with a friend of his, a girl from school. So he was, I think, in junior high.
So there we were, 15 or 16, stunned. We sat poleaxed. We didn't go to the bathroom. We didn't move.
Yeah, I bet you did.
For the length of the thing. And we sat silent during the intermissions. We never got over it, either one of us.
Yeah, I bet.
He said he'd never seen anything like it. All these years later, six decades later, he could still remember how Kazan had people moving around in the background that you could barely see, but you would see enough. He remembered details, really, for 60, 70 years.
Douglas McGrath directs Becoming Mike Nichols. It premieres tonight on HBO.